Oh, this is Ryan.
Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Surveys. The purpose of my call is not that I'm selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Do you have a minute?
Yes.
Thank you very
issues
much.
Hello?
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead.
Is just the community, that's it?
It is a community and a nation matter.
Is it yes or no questions?
It is a yes or no, and maybe a brief comment, if anything.
All right, I'll do it. Fire away.
Okay. First question. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you will not vote?
50-50.
Thank you. What is your age, if you don't mind me asking?
30.
Thank you very much. Next question. Just to be sure, we're representing everybody. May I ask your race? Are you white, African American, Black, Hispanic, Latino, Asian, Native American, mixed race?
Asian.
Thank you very much. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. 0 to 10.
I'd say 6 right now.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. Next question. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with it?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you very much. Brief comment. What makes you say that? Brief comment.
I feel like there's more homelessness, I'd say.
Okay. Thank you. Next question. And which of the following issues are most important to you in next year's congregational elections? Number one, protecting our democracy and freedoms, inflation and the economy, lowering taxes and shrinking the size of government? So far, neither one of those?
I'd say the economy.
Okay. Gun regulation and reform, criminal justice reform to stop racial profiling and hold bad cops accountable, crime and violence, climate change and environmental issues. So far, neither one of those?
I'd say accountability of cops and environmental issues.
Thank you very much. Immigration and border security, improving K through 12 public school education, healthcare costs, standing up and fighting against racial discrimination, protecting abortion and reproductive rights.
I'd say abortion and reproductive rights.
Thank you. Next question. Do you approve or disapprove of the job being done by the United States Supreme Court?
Disapprove.
Disapprove. Is that a strong disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strong disapprove.
Thank you very much. And in your opinion, are economic conditions in the country getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I'd say getting worse.
Thank you very much. And now thinking about the race relations in America today, do you think that things are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
I think it's the same. Yeah, the same.
Thank you. How often will you say you have experienced racism or discrimination in your everyday life? Would you say often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Not often. Thank you. Next question. And how often will you say you experience sexism or discrimination based on your sex or gender and your everyday life? Would you say very often, not often, or not at all?
Not often.
Thank you. You said not often?
Yes.
Thank you very much. Next question. Will you say you have more rights, the same rights, or fewer rights than other people in this country?
I'd say the same.
The same. Thank you very much. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings for some people and some organizations using the scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100. Joe Biden.
65.
Kamala Harris.
42.
Ron DeSantis.
0.
Donald Trump.
0.
The NAACP.
65.
Taylor Swift.
70.
The Leadership Conference on Human and Civil Rights.
60.
Thank you. The Democratic Party.
60.
Thank you so much. Next question. I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for presidential were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, who will you vote for?
None.
Thank you. How worried are you about the rise of white supremacy in America today?
Very worried.
Thank you very much. Now I'd like to read you some statements about different issues in America. For each one, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with these statements. America is on the path to another civil war. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Is that somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
Thank you. The government should do more to lessen racial inequality in society.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Gay marriage should be a legally protected right in this country.
Agreed.
Somewhat agree or strongly agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Your heritage, traditions, and cultural identity is under attack in America.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Racism against black people is a big problem in today's society.
Strongly agree.
Reverse discrimination against white people is a big problem in today's society.
I somewhat agree, yeah.
Okay. America democracy is under major threat now.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you so much. Next question. In general, do you support or oppose affirmative action programs designed to increase the number of black and minority students on college campuses and in employment? Do you support or oppose?
I'd say support. Support.
Support, okay. Do you strongly support or somewhat support?
Somewhat support.
Thank you very much. Now I'm going to read you two statements some people have made. Please tell me which one you agree the most. Parents should have the direct to say, I'm sorry, let me repeat that. Parents should have a direct to say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books or school libraries can carry. Second statement, our schools must teach multiple points of view, and banning books both limit children's access to new ideas and marginalizes people whose histories often ignore in our schools, such as Black and LGBTQ+. Which statement do you agree with the most?
Are we still doing agree or disagree?
Yeah, which one you agree with the most, the first one or the second one?
For or against the books, sorry.
No, you agree for. You are in favor of.
Favor of banning or not banning? I'm sorry, that's a little long question.
Okay, well, the question is, which one do you agree with the most, as in go for, you approve of?
I'm sorry, you mean access. Sorry, I meant access, right? Access to these materials?
Yeah, access to it. And
oh, somewhat agree.
Okay. If you want me to, I could reread the question or the statements so you could have a clear idea of what.
Okay, yeah,
approach.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, statement number one. Parents should have a direct say on the education their children receive, including the books they have access to. Parents have the right to use their own beliefs to limit the books or school libraries can carry. That's the first statement.
Mm-hmm.
You got to decide whether you agree or not.
Somewhat agree.
Okay, somewhat agree. Thank you very much. I'm going to read you a list of things that some people say are important for our democracy to survive. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you think it is very important, 5 means that you think it's somewhat important, and 0 means that you think it's not important at all. You can use any number from 0 to 10. Religious freedom.
6.
Thank you very much. Quality K through 12 education.
7.
Thank you. Affordable health care.
8.
Thank you. Free and fair elections.
10.
7. A fair and equitable court system.
8.
Thank you very much. Traditional family values.
6.
Thank you. Secure borders.
6.
Thank you. A strong military.
7.
Thank you. We almost done here. And now I'm going to read to you some statements people have made on how we can make improvements to the country. Please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement, 5 means you somewhat agree, and 0 means you do not agree at all. Every child in America should have what prepares them for a better future. But sadly, this is not the case for many lower income and minority students. We must remove barriers so that all students feel safe, have resources, and can access affordable higher education that can bridge the gap for communities that feel left behind. 0 to 10.
I'd say 8.
Thank you. America's democratic institutions have come under severe attack in the last few years. Even our voting rights are being challenged in some states. While your own rights may not be at risk right now, this is a slippery slope. And if we don't stand up now, then eventually all of us will have less freedom and less power to change things than our parents. 0 to 10.
I'd say 8.
Thank you very much. Next question. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinion change. Let me ask you once again, how would you rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential elections in November? On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you're not motivated at all, 10 means you are extremely motivated. 0 to 10.
I'd say 6.
Thank you. Switching gears a little bit for the last few questions, are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate, bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law, PhD, MD?
Bachelor's.
Thank you. Next question, are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household? No. Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, will you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Is moderate in between both of them?
Yes. Yes.
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month?
None.
Several times? None.
Yeah.
That would be never.
Yeah.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Thank you very much. That will be the end of our survey. I really appreciate your time and opinions. You have a wonderful night.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.